In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority. Amen. I never met my brothers, Cain and Abel. I was born after everything had gone down. But I heard many stories about my brothers, Cain and Abel, because my parents, they never really got over it. It seemed to haunt them every day that I knew them. I think they struggled to figure out who to blame in the mess that happened. Cain was the firstborn in our family. Oh, and he was the golden child, a prodigy. My parents adored everything about Cain. He was everything that they ever wanted in a child. He was so smart, inventive. Oh, he was ambitious. What a hard worker Cain was. He was everything my parents wanted in a child. My parents were so thrilled with Cain because my parents had made a decision long before I was born to change their lives. They had decided they wanted more for their children, and so they were going to upheave everything and move into a new life that they thought would be better. They wanted something more, something better for us kids. And so they left that garden life behind. They thought it was too simple, too unpredictable in its day-to-day life. They wanted to have more control, more power. They wanted more. More life, more wealth, more power for their kids. And so they left that life behind. And they taught Cain how to embrace a better life. Oh, and Cain, he took it by the horns. He found this life. And he did it by plowing, tilling the soil. Instead of letting God's creation just give the fruit it wanted, he tore it all up to the ground and he planted what he wanted. He took the creation and controlled it so that he could have more food, more wealth, more power. Oh, it was back-breaking work. Don't get me wrong. But it produced so much. And my parents were so proud of Cain. Abel, the second born, he was the black sheep. He just never bought in to what my parents wanted for Cain. As soon as he grew up, he lived on the outskirts. He just grabbed sheep and he wandered. He lived as sort of a nomad. He would pop in and out of the house from time to time to say hi. But he flat out rejected everything that my parents wanted for Cain. Abel never really said much. He just let his life do the speaking. He really believed that the Creator really wanted something different for humans than what Cain and my parents were pursuing. And so he just lived it. Lived it on the outskirts, a simple shepherd's life day to day. But Cain, this really started eating him up. He couldn't stand the fact that his younger brother just wouldn't praise the glory of his smarts, the glory of all of his ambitious work. Abel just sat on the fringes, doing his own thing. And Cain needed the praise. Oh, he needed it from people. And it just ate him up. And this is really what tore the brothers apart. Abel was always super kind to Cain. But you could see Cain's demeanor just changed. Every time Abel was around, he didn't have to say a word. And Cain, you could tell, was convicted in the heart. He knew the life that he had chosen really wasn't deep in his conscience what God wanted. And I guess one day he had enough. One day when Abel had swung around to visit the family, Cain asked Abel to come out to the fields with him to talk for a little while. And that's when my parents' lives changed forever. Cain came back with blood on his hands. He had killed Abel. Nobody really knew what happened out there in the field exactly, but Abel was dead. And my parents were devastated. Their golden child, who they thought was everything they ever wanted, suddenly was different to them. There was blood on his hands. He had killed his own brother, their own son. And my parents' world started to fall apart. Cain, he just kept pursuing everything that he believed in with even more vigor. Now that Abel was dead, he started to grab those who thought Abel was right, and he brought them into his fold. And Cain went out and he left my parents and he built the first city. And he gathered with everyone. Everyone was buying into Cain's way of life, just wholesale. They wanted all this extra food production, the control for the future. They were in. And so they built this city, and my parents started to see what was happening. They started to fear deep down in their hearts the reality that was facing them. They had created a monster. Cain seemed to be everything that they wanted, but his way of life was death. And that was revealed in what he had done to our brother. My parents didn't know what to do. Everyone had essentially abandoned them for Cain's way of life. And so they had me. They gave birth to me in the hopes that maybe there could be a seed of a new life. No one in Cain's way of life was listening to them anymore. And so as they raised me, they started to tell me stories. Stories of how they really had wandered in ways they shouldn't have. How they had grown up in this garden life with God, walking with God. How he had given them everything they needed. It was unpredictable, yes. It was day to day. It was scary, but God was with them. And they taught me that that was the life that was intended for us. And they told me that it was my purpose to grow up and stay faithful to that life, to be a witness. That maybe there would be hope for our world, that not everyone would follow Cain's path. It was a big burden to put on my shoulders, but I could sense the urgency in my parents' eyes. As they were old now, they could see the mistakes of their youth. And they desperately wanted me to learn the stories to pass along. That we humans were created to serve. To guard the creation, not to use it as Cain was doing for building wealth and power. So I stand before you today wanting to pass this along. Don't be seduced by the life of Cain. It's taken over our world. It's everywhere, in every corner. Can you see the blood on people's hands? It's a sign that the way of life is a dead end. It's just death. It's murderous. It feels good because we have so much control. It feels better because we have more. It's not. I urge you. It's what my parents always wanted me to pass along. Don't follow Cain's path. There isn't a better life for you. Following your dreams is a dead end. Simple life with God is the answer. It's scary to live by trust in Him, but that's what He made us for. He called us and made us to take care of His world, not to destroy it and wipe it out for our wealth building. So I urge you today, hear the story of where my parents failed. Don't ever forget it. Tell it to your children. Pass it along every time you can. Because Cain chose a different life, and our world is buying into it. Don't choose that path. Be different. Abel's dead, but let his blood cry out to you. Let the blood of those who are slaughtered this day and all of their oppression and poverty, let their blood cry out to you that God is calling us to a different path. Don't ignore the voice of the blood. It It's calling us to a better life. Not one of our dreams, but a simple life with God. It's His answer. It's the hope for our world. Amen.